common room. Sports Fix.
Good evening, common room. This is Ben Cullen, and yes, guys, it is here. The Olympics have arrived and the opening ceremony starts in just a few hours. Welcome to this week's Sports Fix. Fencing champion Edgar Chung and double swimming silver medalist Siobhan Hohe have been named as the flag bearers for the Hong Kong China team at the Olympic opening ceremony. A little later on, the SAR athletes will join thousands of other competitors in a unique ceremony taking place on the River Seine in Paris and winding past some of the most famous landmarks in the French capital. Chung, who was the city's flag bearer at the Tokyo Olympics, becomes the first Hong Kong athlete to be picked for the honour in successive games. And the flag bearer for the USA is none other than LeBron James, the NBA's all-time leading point scorer. James was picked by his fellow US Olympians for the ceremony. Oscar Piastri took his maiden Grand Prix victory in a McLaren 1-2 ahead of Lando Norris in a dramatic race in Hungary amid a heated row over team orders. Behind them, in a race full of seesawing action, old rivals Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen collided as they disputed third place. Both continued, but Hamilton held on to third, and the Red Bull driver, his race full of radio messages peppered with swearing, dropped back to finish fifth behind Ferrari's Charles Leclerc. McLaren's team orders controversy unfolded as they tried to manage their way to a 1-2, their first since the 2021 Italian Grand Prix. Tour de France winner Tadej Pogačar has pulled out of the Olympic Games because of extreme fatigue, the Slovenian Olympic Committee has said. Pogačar completed victory in this year's tour by taking Sunday's final stage, which was a time trial to win the illustrious 3,498-kilometre race for a third time. The games are starting in Paris, and the 25-year-old was scheduled to take part in the road race on the 3rd of August. Unfortunately, he's cancelled his participation because of a state of extreme fatigue, said Slovenia's Olympic cycling coach Uros Mern. Pogačar added his 2024 tour win to his victory in Italy in May as he became the first man to win cycling's two biggest races in the same year since Italian Marco Pantani in 1998. This week we welcome back Michael Kennelly to the show. Michael is a high jumper and joins us via Zoom.
All right, I do want to talk about Guangzhou. Please excuse me as I'm going to look on my phone, which I never do in an interview, but I saw something on your Instagram, which is why I'm bringing my phone up.
Sure.
Your post from the 5th of October 2023 is pinned to your page, and it says, Hangzhou Games, the pain will only make you stronger. And then you've got a verse below that. Can you talk to us about that pain, what happened, and how you're feeling now?
Yeah, so what happened the year of the Asian Games, about 8 months before the Asian Games, I actually got severely injured. I sprained my ankle, I tore three ligaments.
Wow.
And then on the process to recovery, I also injured my knee because of inactivity. My knee also got injured. So going into Asian Games, I was severely crippled, basically crippled. I didn't expect to jump any height. I expected to no height. But I kind of just forced myself to focus, and the adrenaline came and I could compete. And thank God for that. And when I talk about the pain won't make you stronger, I think that I'm referring to the pursuit, the training, the practice. I think the pain of training is usually what defers people from it. But if you can just focus past it and understand there's something better coming, then it'll only make you stronger.
Yeah, and awesome. Absolutely. I mean, there is an incredible amount of pain that goes into, I've certainly never been a professional athlete, but I've spoken to many people like yourself, and I remember speaking to a girl called Bailey. I don't know if you know Bailey. Bailey is a triathlete, and
yeah,
there we go. Bailey spoke about having to have the strength to suffer every day, and the more you can suffer, the better you do. And I remember listening to her, and I was like, that's just, you know, it is incredible what you guys go through. So I can, whilst I can't relate, I can appreciate via speaking to many of your fellow athletes. What was like the Asian Games experience like outside of, you know, the high jumping as an athlete going to represent Hong Kong at the Asian Games? Talk to us about that experience as a whole.
Yeah, it's definitely unlike anything I've ever experienced, because when Hong Kong jumps, they cheer, and it's just amazing, just the reception and the support from the crowd, because at some nights there were 80,000 people, and that's just so small.
Yeah, I can only imagine the chemicals that would have been flowing through your body at that time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, amazing. And then following on from the Asian Games, how have you recovered from your injury that was before that? How are you feeling about where you're at, and what's kind of next for you?
Yeah, so in April last year, the ankle injury, I've completely recovered. It took 8 months to recover. In the process, I got tendonitis in my knee, so patellofasciitis. I've still been struggling with that since June last year. It's been more than a year. So this whole season, even Asian Games, I've been jumping with this tendonitis. It gets to level 8 out of 10 pain at most times. I just try to endure it, because I've been trying to chase these standards, and I've been so close on this injury, so I'd be like, okay, I just push a little bit further and I might be able to get it. But yeah, in the end, I wasn't able to get it, so I'm going into off-season to try and fix my knee.
Okay, got it. And how are you feeling about that?
It's going good. Like, there's been really good improvement on my knee. It's not an easy injury to fix, because the tendons don't have much blood supply, so they kind of stagnate and don't want to get better. But I've seen good improvement, and I'm talking to some surgeons, maybe get some injections or something to speed the recovery.
Got it. Michael, thank you so much for sharing everything. I do want to kind of finish off with understanding, what are your aspirations in the sport and for you as an athlete? Tell us your dream, if you like.
Sure. I think a major thing is I definitely want to compete at the Olympics. I want to go for a medal. I don't think I'm that far off. I look at other world-class athletes. I look at their numbers. I look at their potential. Like, I match up really, really well, surprisingly. I feel like I definitely have the potential. I think I want to do this because I want to encourage and inspire the youth, the generation, people of Hong Kong. Because I think Hong Kong sometimes can get pretty sad, pretty depressing, because people feel like there's no way. But I just want to show people that there is a way. And all you have to do is just take a little time, think, and look at it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly new here. In terms, I've been here 9 years, so that's not a long time in terms of Hong Kong sports history. But even as long as I've been interviewing athletes on RTHK, which is over 4 years now, there's definitely more acceptance and excitement about sport over school and academics. So from me, please keep trailblazing. Please keep trying to inspire the youth, because I'm certainly an advocate of you can do both and you should do both. Sport adds so much to one's life. Of course, school and academics is incredibly important, but it doesn't mean that you can't live an exciting sporting life as well and go on to compete in these incredible tournaments and try and reach these incredible heights. So please keep doing that.
Sure, thank you so much. Yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Michael, thank you for having us. Good luck in your off season. I'll be keeping up to date with your progress, and we wish you all the best, and we would love to see you in the Olympics one day.
Thank you so much, Eddie. God bless.
Hong Kong, are you ready? This is the hottest ticket in the world right now.
I mean, where do we start for my hottest ticket in the world this week? Of course, my answer is the Olympics, but I will give you a slightly more specific answer. This weekend, my top picks for action to watch in Paris are the rugby sevens, of course, the skateboarding, and the boxing. Have a great weekend all, and enjoy the first week of the Paris Games.